of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
L.L. Disco Tape. So many flashy lights for me.
Happy New Year, everybody, and you're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from? Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com. We sound really good for being driving back from Florida today, right? You would never
even tell the recording in the car. We're gonna mix things up a little bit. This is usually our patch podcast that we talk about the monthly patch.
Yeah.
But because we're going to Disney World and we're going to experience something that relates to our patch this month, we're gonna put that off until we come back.
Ooh, it's a big mystery, y'all.
Ooh, scary.
We'll give you a hint though. It has something to do with a ski resort.
Yeah. I feel like going skiing. I don't actually. How often have you ever gone skiing?
So even though I'm from Utah and it's like the ski capital of the United States.
Right.
The U.S. ski team trains there. The Australian team trains there.
Sure.
And I've only been maybe two times.
Sure.
It's not my sport. Actually, that's not true. I'm not rich enough to make it my sport. That is the real problem.
Because the equipment can be expensive, and then passes to the mountain are expensive. And
now that Vail bought the Park City Resorts, the passes are $130 a day. Being locals,
that's more than it takes to get into Disneyland.
Yeah, about the same, I think, right?
Good grief.
If you are, because we were locals there, we could have gotten an annual pass for $500. But you had to go five or six times or something to make up for that, I guess, you know, to really kind of get your value. Ugh. And I'm not going six times a year.
So. It's too cold.
It's pretty cold.
Like I said, I immigrated to Earth from Hoth because it was too cold. And true. I do not like the snow.
It's funny, though. I had friends in Salt Lake when I worked in Park City specifically that they would go 60 to 100 times a year. And their goal was to go 100 times a year skiing. They would ski every single day before work. And if they got off early enough in the day, they would go after work before the resorts closed at 4. It was pretty crazy. But literally, they were training to be on the ski team. So
different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
But it does make sense then why Disney thought it would be a good idea to get involved in a ski resort.
Skiing is some big money. Like, people spend a good chunk of change on it.
Yeah.
And people love to do it. And it's
if you can have like a fancy lodge, people want to stay there and they want to like have fancy restaurants and all that kind of stuff, right?
It's like, everything they love. But I thought that was funny because I was actually just joking with you and I said, wouldn't that be funny if Walt Disney decided to, or the Disney company, I guess now, decided to open their own ski resort? Like, wouldn't that be great?
And I said, they tried.
They were going to. So tell us the whole story.
Well, later in his life, apparently Walt got really interested in skiing because he had the money to.
Right. Again, it's a rich man's sport.
And he thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to put kind of a Disney stamp on a ski resort, which is exactly the thought you had.
Yeah.
I'm a little on the fence about this concept, mostly just because people that are going skiing, does the fact that it's Disney themed make it better? I don't know that it would. Maybe it's just the quality standards that Disney demands that maybe people would react to.
Well, and that could be said also though for the same thing about a cruise line. Like, you would never think that a Disney cruise line would do well just because it has Disney name on it, and it's done extremely well.
Right
They're adding boats like crazy.
I think Disney was, Walt specifically, was very interested in it, mostly because he liked to ski, so why wouldn't you want to have your own ski resort?
Right.
But then also, like you said, he saw the financial possibilities that come with opening a ski resort. And it definitely caters to a different client than Disneyland was catering to.
Right.
So they searched out a place there in California to build a ski resort.
Very interesting.
And it was a place called Mineral King, which I've never been to.
No, of course not.
We're, obviously.
We haven't done a lot of exploring. I bet a lot of our California folks, I bet they know where Mineral King is, right?
Potentially. It's now part of Sequoia National Park.
So they definitely know where it's at.
Yeah. So if you just say Sequoia National Park, most people know where that is.
Oh, how crazy. Versus
Mineral King specifically.
Sequoia was going to be a Disney ski resort.
Oh, and there were multiple people going after this same piece of land too, which I found really interesting. But Disney's was chosen because A, they had the money to make it grand, and B, it had the Disney name attached to it.
Wow.
So they're like, yeah, we want the Disney billions to come in here.
So he was selected then?
I think him and other companies put forth proposals.
Okay.
And I think some sort of body of governance chose. I'm not sure how it really broke down.
Right.
So they were in full gear to make this a ski resort.
I would love to go skiing with Mickey.
Could you imagine being in character trying to ski down a hill?
So here would be my concern about it, though, is that Disney loves to make resorts that are open 365 days a year. Right. Whatever they decide to do, they love to make sure that it's available every day of the year.
Sure.
Ski resorts are very seasonal and very fickle depending on weather.
Right. They cannot be open 365
days. Right. And I mean, obviously, they still make money and they still have an option of options if you stay within inside the realm of skiing.
Right.
Of making profitability. So they definitely could figure out a way to make it. Obviously, everybody does. I mean, Vail is huge, the amount of money that they make each year.
Sure.
So they definitely could have done something along those ways. So I guess even for that, and ski resorts nowadays are getting to be as popular in the summertime as they are in the wintertime because they have so many other events there as well. They can turn them into concert, you know.
I think that's exactly what Disney was thinking too. Is he's like, for the winter months, we can obviously be a ski lodge, but then Disney loved the natural elements of California and they probably would have done like hiking trails or, you know, an outdoor amphitheater or whatever else they wanted to do to keep it open all year round.
Right.
And most people seeing the Disney name would probably go after that.
And it's a lot easier to make, California Adventure look like that rather than recreating it in a parking lot.
Right.
That's essentially what they did.
Right.
So it would have been a lot easier to actually have that mountain.
And it was going to be really grand, too. I mean, Walt was not going to do things small.
Okay.
And he set Mark Davis, who is a Disney legend.
Right.
He set Mark Davis on creating an animatronic show to put in the lodge, even.
Oh, wow.
In their restaurant.
Okay.
So, almost like a tiki room idea, because Walt, I guess, never got over the idea of having a restaurant with an animatronic show in it. So that
could be crazy fun.
Right? And it's very Disney. When you think about Disney, that's exactly what you think would happen.
Yeah.
They would put a restaurant with an animatronic show in it.
And did I hear you say that was actually where the Country Bears came from?
That is concept? Where the Country Bears came from, which we could do a whole podcast on the Country Bears because it's my favorite attraction at Disney.
Even more than Indiana Jones?
It's a different favorite,
right?
Because Indy is my favorite ride, my favorite attraction, whereas Country Bears is my favorite show.
I see.
Anyone suggest going to Country Bears and I'm down. Cause
no Carousel of Progress, but okay.
I like it much better than Carousel of Progress.
Everybody likes it better than Carousel of Progress.
Poor Carousel.
For the record, I loved Carousel of Progress.
I know you
and
did.
If they changed out the last scene, I would think it'd be the perfect ride.
Wow.
Just saying.
All right. There you go,
Disney. For what it is, I guess, right?
Yeah. Anyway. I have my opinions on that too. But, Country Bears Jamboree was designed by Mark Davis specifically to go into a ski lodge. So they wanted it to be very earthy, country music kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it does have that vibe about it.
And of course, Mark Davis is going to make it animals because that's what Mark Davis was great at, creating unusual characters. And so
why Johnny Depp looks like that?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Johnny Depp is not a Mark Davis creation. Just going to throw that out there.
He was out of the ride much, much later.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because Mark Davis did Pirates and he did all America Sings. This is all Mark Davis.
Yeah.
You know, and Walt loved his style, which is, you know, that's why he put him on this task to do something for this ski resort.
I could see that.
But, funny little, not funny, but a side anecdote about it is the last time that Mark Davis saw Walt Disney alive was a meeting for the Country Bears. Walt came in to look at his concept art for the Country Bear Jamboree, laughed at his drawing, said he loved it, and that was the last time Mark Davis saw Walt Disney.
How interesting.
Right?
That would have been pretty close then during the development stage of this ski resort. Would have been then pretty close to the end of his life. I wonder if that would also be part of the reason that it didn't get developed.
It's part of it. The ski resort was meant to be built in the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
And then Walt died in 1966.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
it was
close to the end of his, very close, obviously, to the end of his life. But it wasn't, his death wasn't the only reason that they didn't build the ski resort.
Okay. Why didn't it get built then?
There were a lot of people that were concerned about the impact it was going to have on the environment there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, the construction and whatnot, but then all of the mess that comes from crowds of people.
Right.
You know, and I personally have never been to Sequoia National Park, but I know that people that have and say it's very pretty.
Yeah.
And extremely well maintained.
I've spoke to quite a few people that say that it is they were going on a tour of all the national parks throughout the country.
Uh-huh.
And they said Sequoia is by far their favorite, even over the ones in Utah. That was what they were there to do. And they said that Sequoia is by far her favorite. And I trust her. She was
a well-traveled lady.
She really is. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, people that like the environments and want to keep them healthy obviously don't want thousands of people in cars.
Right.
Tromping up and down through areas that they're not supposed to be in.
Definitely true.
And this, to be clear, it wasn't part of Sequoia National Park when they were planning on putting this in there.
That was created later.
It was created afterward. But the environmentalists were concerned.
Mm-hmm. And I know that plays a huge impact in Utah resorts as well. They want to interconnect all of those resorts to make them one massive resort.
Mm.
And environmentalists are protecting the lands between the resorts are protected.
Mm.
And they will not let them build on them. Even though they've said that ski resorts have a pretty minimal impact to the environment of the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Especially because the snow covers the area and they're able to clean it up. And
sure.
A lot of the people that are into skiing are really into preserving nature as well.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it really would have had a huge impact on it because you're not destroying the property. Like you do, like they're not like four wheelers that like dig up the property,
sure,
you know, but anyway,
yeah, but then it, like we said, it wouldn't be just a wintertime park either.
Right.
You would have people there all year round and Disney does not attract small crowds of people.
Definitely true. Yep.
So I think you would have, if nothing else, just like maybe a litter and pollution type situation where
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't want 2,000 people
or 50
going up and down the
50,000 with a ski with it.
Right, right, right. You don't want thousands of people going up and down the mountain constantly.
Could you imagine?
That would be terrible.
Awful.
So when they decided to shut down that project of the ski resort, obviously Country Bear Jamboree continued in development and ended up opening in 1971 in Disney World.
Okay.
So,
and they have a Wilderness Lodge there at Disney World, right?
They do.
Do you think that might be kind of like some of the leftover artwork from this resort as well?
It was built so much later. If it would have to have been heavily modified.
Yeah. So basically, no.
Probably not. But it might have been exactly the kind of look that Disney was going for with the ski
would be
lodge.
Like the, we need to go there immediately and check it out to see if it looks like a ski lodge now.
I would say probably it does. It has like a lot of the log wood cabin type thing motif going on.
Yeah. So do you think that they should do one now?
Oh, I mean, they definitely could.
Especially
should they?
A ski resort itself?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with yes. Yes, I would love Disney to do a ski resort.
Would you love them to do it? Yeah,
and I would love for it to be like in like, where is Arendelle supposed to be?
Norway.
So wouldn't that be fun if they did it in Norway and made it like an authentic Arendelle that was a ski resort? Like, how great would this be? And we could have the Arendelle Castle.
Right. And that's the thing that I wondered is, if you built a Arendelle ski resort, which castle would you want as the main building? Mm. Obviously, the Arendelle Castle would be much more practical. Right. But everyone would want Elsa's ice castle somewhere. But it couldn't be done, right? Like, you can't make that ice castle functional.
Well, the thing that I love about Disney is they always do what's not practical, or, you know, they're always able to do what can't be done and make it possible. So for that reason alone, I'm going to say yes, you can definitely do it, and you can do it well, and we will love it, and we will travel to Norway. We would travel to Norway.
We would not travel to Norway to go skiing.
If they had half price tickets in the summer, I would go.
Okay,
that would be fantastic. No, but I think that would be great if, like, at the lower part, like the base camp of the ski resort, they had like the Arendelle Castle, and like it was built in a shopping complex. It's kind of like the commons area, and you'd go across the
you can park there
and like things. Yeah, that would be where you kind of like do a lot. That could be a good portion of it. And then much further up on the hill, because kind of where Elsa's at, right?
She's up on the mountain,
and then clear up on the top of the hill, kind of like you would have that. And if you did like out of plexiglass or something, it would look really grand.
But I think probably what you would have to do is build a standard structure and just paint it blue, and then do panels of plexiglass over it to make it look like ice. Because
that, you for need like the bottom level, the practical levels.
Yeah, like
because I want to see these like spears going, you know, 45 feet up in the air. That's
you have what to I be careful see. About that stuff, because up in the mountains, the winds whip through there really hard, and you don't want
really do. And birds
snapping. Oh yeah, they run right into that thing.
You see where the environmentalists were right?
We are just ruining nature without even doing anything.
I want to build this huge castle on side of the hill. Be like, no, it's a minimal impact.
We want a room on the west side of the castle, because we heard on the east side's where all the birds hit it. So if you can put us on the west side, that'd be great.
Oh my gosh, it would be so fantastic. Though,
do you think they would put in like a Country Bear Jamboree style show in there with all the sure, frozen people? Not.
And that would be the other question too, like, right, would they turn it into more, would they put amusement park things in there? Because if you go back to the Hawaiian resort of Alani, they don't. Do they? They don't. There's not no rides.
There's no rides.
Yeah, it's just a resort that people stay at that kind of have. So if you kind of did it more like that, more along the Alani theme, and happen to be a ski resort and not make it a part, a ski resort, not have it be a theme park of sorts. I like that idea much better. And you could do the nods that we were just talking about, but not have it be a theme park.
Yeah, I don't think that they would. Like, if they were going to do a ski resort, I don't think they would theme it. I think it would be just a nice resort built by Disney. I like the idea of it being more whimsical and doing the Arendelle overlay.
Oh, you
but have. With as crazy as people still are about Frozen, I wonder if it would be detrimental to their business. Like, would you just have dozens and dozens of day trippers just going up there to take pictures in front of the ice castle all the time?
There would be. So you'd have to make sure that there was but we've done that too. When we've gone to ski resorts, they charge you $20 to use a ski lift.
Yeah.
And that's all it is a ski lift.
Yeah.
So could you imagine it almost be like the new Skyliner that's being built in Disney World, just charging you $20 just to use that, which I don't know much about that yet. So maybe they do.
I don't think it is a charge, but I don't know either.
We're going to find out.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, because that would be very interesting. But yeah, if that would be one of the best amusement rides ever.
Well, I would think they would
do like... As far as they're concerned, profitability, $20, just go to the top of the mountain to see Elsa's castle and then sell stuff.
I can't imagine the crowds. But I think they would probably want to do like an alpine slide or something like that.
Oh, right.
Which could be really fun.
Yep.
And then
literally, just take all of the Utah things that we see at all the resorts already and just do that. Fantastic.
I don't know if the people of Norway would be thrilled, but who knows? And I don't even know, like, I'm talking about Norway like I've ever been there. I don't even know, like, if it's plausible to think, oh, let's build a giant ski resort here and, you know, Would it be easier and or cheaper? Yes, it would. To build it somewhere else?
Cheaper? Maybe, possibly. But I know that like a lot of those resorts over there are legendary.
Mm.
Many people from the United States, obviously, that are really into skiing, that love to go over there. And
I bet Canada would be thrilled if Disney decided to build a ski resort in Canada. Oh,
that would be so much better for me.
And think how nice the ski resort people would be.
I would love it if they did it in Canada, right up above New York City somewhere in there, you know?
Oh, like, then it'd be full of New York people, and those people's is grumpy.
That's true, but there's a huge population. You know, that's
true.
That's one of the largest densities of populations in the United States. So
yeah.
For that reason alone, it would be awesome to have it there. So I guess it doesn't have to be authentic. And, you know, if Norway says no, Canada will hopefully say yes. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting to me the people that reject the idea of Disney coming to their place. You know, there have been numerous places that don't want Disney in their city.
Huh.
And so it's interesting to me what the motivation there is.
I would agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want Disney?
Well, remember when Disney was planning to make a park in Washington?
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
Washington, D.C., they wanted to make an American-themed park.
You know, that one I did understand the conflict.
Yeah.
We'll get into that
later. We can talk about that another time, too. But there are people that are like, no, we don't want Disney here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are reasons that people dislike the Disney company. And, you know, I can understand those thoughts. But you also look at the benefits that come with it. And I guess you really have to weigh and measure what is the positive and what's the negative, and does one outweigh the other.
Right. And I guess people that are competing, if like you're a major ski resort and Disney's trying to open a ski resort next to you, you would be furious.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that would be
like, your stupid Arendelle castle is going to put a shadow over my entire place.
And if you had to choose between one or the other, which one are you going to go to?
Right.
Are you going to go to Arendelle?
Yeah.
Depends on who you are, I guess.
Yeah. But either way, I think Disney moving into anything is scary for existing businesses. Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to compete with that?
That's a good point. Good question.
But we'll see if Disney decides to go back and try to build a ski resort at some point. That would be interesting.
Oh, I'd love
I don't
it.
See it happening, but it's always a possibility, right?
Yeah. As a non-skier, I would love it.
Yeah. As someone who doesn't care to go skiing, I would love it.
Yeah.
But until next time. Oh my goodness. I totally forgot my outro even.
Right?
Gosh. Well. It's like I always say. Goodness. It's like I always say. If you're doing a Bear Jamboree show and the project that it was in is canceled, finish your Bear Jamboree show. It's totally worth it. But until next time. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.
Happy New Year! Woo.